Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode... Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 331 of the Classic Leap Podcast. My name is Scott. Kevin is making me crack up with his ridiculous dancing. How you doing, man?
Good. That's just my normal dancing. Hey, guess what? We're on lockdown again in Toronto.
Oh, time to start hammering the beers. We're really close to lockdown here in Ohio. We should be. It's gnarly right now, so...
Yeah. 28 days, we're going to be, I don't know, 28 days times 7, or minus 7, you do the math. 21? But remember the last time we recorded, we're like, oh, on Friday, they're going to do a big announcement. Yeah, they said 28 days later. Ooh, that's a movie. Lockdown. So, we were on lockdown again.
Fun. Well, drink up. What's the beverage of softening tonight?
My Mill Street Organic, my go-to beer.
I really want to try that.
It's really good. I'd send you one, but I'm afraid it might explode.
Yeah. Sending beer can stink. This is a video game podcast. We're going to talk about video games here in a little bit. But one of the things we like to do is just catch up before we get going. Yes, I also, like, I'm a few days unshaven. Normally I'm clean shaven on the show. I look sick. I think I sound a little sick. I think my voice sounds a bit hoarse.
You sound a bit nasally. Yeah. I mean, I always sound nasally, but yeah, you sound a bit nasally.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels a little froggy or whatever. I feel absolutely fine, so...
That's one of the symptoms.
That's what they say. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I'm American, so... Yeah.
You are American. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thank you, yes.
And your Black Friday.
Which, I don't know. It seemed like it was... everyone just stayed home and did online, so...
Yeah, Amazon and Walmart are the kings.
Sucks, and I feel really bad for our postal workers and our UPS people. They're going to have to be busting
asses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I picked up a couple of things. I'm not like a Black Friday shopper, but there were a couple items that I just like couldn't say no to. So
yeah. No, I heard. See, my birthday happens the week before Black Friday, and now that I'm older, people give me money because they don't ain't no way.
Fuck, that just reminded me. I missed some birthdays at the end of November. Fuck. Yours is one of them. I said happy birthday last week, I think, right?
You did, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I wasn't like...
My buddy Nate, I know you weren't implying, but I forgot my buddy Nate. He's like one of my best friends. I'm just now realizing a week late.
Yeah. But anyways, my birthday is usually before Black Friday, and people give me money because I'm older now. So they're like, I don't know what fuck you have or want. So they just give me like cash load, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. So then I buy a bunch of games. And let me just go on a quick list here of all the games that I purchased or I got purchased for me. I got Uncharted Lost Legacy, which is the spinoff of the two women. And I've been always wanting to play that game, but, you know, it was $10 free shipping with Amazon. The Medieval remake, I got that because I like the original one. I don't love it, but I do like it. Paper Mario Origami King, I got that. I'll talk about that later. Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening for the Switch. I just burped. Resident Evil 3 Remake, Death Stranding, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, and Hades.
Wow.
I think I'm good for games.
A lot of big. I can't wait to see what you buy next.
I'm not. This is all I'm buying for now because I know Hades is going to be a time consumer.
Well, you're obviously not going to buy any games that you haven't. You're done with first buys. There's going to be rebuys coming up here.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Obviously, I bought Undertale and I bought Downwell for the Switch again because I'm a fucking idiot. But no, for new games, I'm good. I know Hades is going to take a lot of my time and I want to play other games before that. So Hades will probably be the last on my list that I touch because I want to actually be able to complete games. I have Link's Awakening and Paper. I know. If I play Hades the way... as describes it, I'm never going to play anything else.
No, you will.
Because that's how I am with Binding of Isaac, and I can't...
It's not right Binding of Isaac. Don't worry.
Are you frozen, or are you, like, super into what I'm saying right now?
No,
I think you're frozen. So, therefore, this is very awkward.
We're crunchy, for sure. I'm saying that, I'm frozen on Twitch.
Okay, we're good.
We're fixed now. We're buffering a little bit. I'm not sure...
Because the whole time, you're like this.
I know. I saw I saw the preview.
What was the last thing you heard me say?
I did not hear you like the whole time. Unfortunately, it was just me to you that didn't come.
Okay, through. So you heard me, but you just weren't listening. I understand. I have a ton of games, and I don't plan to buy any more. There's one game I want still, the Kingdom Hearts one, because it's Kingdom Hearts, but I want to finish Like, I want to play the games, but I want to go back and play my old ones. Like, I want to play the Final Fantasy VII Switch version, and I want to play Kingdom Hearts again, all of them, because if I have a new Kingdom Hearts, I got to play all of them again.
I wonder if I've got one of my jerk friends trying to watch something on my Plex server. I'm going to shut Plex off real quick. I told you that my... you know what? I updated Windows today, man, and I'm on the... I meant to opt out of the preview program, but I am still in the preview program.
For Windows?
Yeah, so you get like early features and stuff, and my PC is just running like garbage right now.
Yes.
It's struggling. Well, you know, when your computer is as old as mine, when you're trying to run Discord and Twitch, and OBS at the same time, it starts to choke a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what I get. So, anyways, yeah, man, you should be, since you got lockdown, you've got some awesome games coming up. Okay, so since we've determined Hades is the one that you're kind of earmarking for the last, I know that I picked the show notes. I know Miles Morales was obviously your top pick out of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, out of what's remaining, would you say like Link's Awakening is maybe like what's piquing your interest? You know, if you take Miles Morales off and Hades off of what you just mentioned, you know, Uncharted, Lost Legacy. Well,
I'm playing Death Stranding now because that's also on PS4.
Oh, that's right. Okay, and that is on here. And I knew you were playing that.
And I'm only about like 10 hours in. And I still have no idea what's going on, so I can't really talk about it yet.
Okay,
it's a Kojima game, right? That 10 hours is like 1 hour.
Sure,
in a normal game. It's slow as fuck though, but I get to catch up on my podcast because it's a lot of. I'm almost there. Oh, watch out, big boy. So
I heard that it was good for that.
Yeah. Except for they pull like Kojima shit where it's like, you know, okay, let me start this long journey. Sam, I got to talk to you about something very important right now as you put your headphones in. I'm like, fuck, what is it? And then, and also the goddamn text is small. Not text is small. Text is small.
Oh, okay.
All these new games have like small fonts and I can't read shit. Doom Eternal had this problem. Dead Rising, the other one, 4, had this problem. I can't see shit. When I get close, I have to like get up like a, like I don't wear glasses, but if I did, it'd be like a tip of my nose and I like get up and like look at the camera like,
like trying to see what the hell. Menu, he's always like,
yeah. And I have to like, cause like some of the icons I can't see and it tells me to hold the icon. Like, so press X is different than holding X. But then they tell you to press the options button on the PS4, which I've never seen a diagram of the options button, which is like an oval. So I'm like pressing every button on my controller.
Oh, and shit,
Then I go like super close to the screen. And I'm like, oh, options. Click. Oh, you want me to hold it? Hold. It's really
hold options is crazy. That just feels like it's going to get you into a system menu. Yeah.
And I'm blind. Like, is it me or is it just the way these games are being made now?
It's definitely like, just the game. Your eyes are perfect. It is the
game. Because every other game I can read perfectly, this one's like, press options. And I'm like, what you say? What you say? Remember that song? 90s? 2000s? Whatever. Fuck, like, what you say?
Is it like a Vocal Harmony?
From the OC.
Like, huh? TLC?
No, from the show, the OC. The guy gets shot. And they go, what you say? No.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it like auto-tuned the kind of like a vocal?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes. I don't know what you like came out. I had some friends that really liked the OC, and it just...
I like the OC.
Didn't... I get it, because I love 90210, so... But...
Well, I was living with my ex at the time. I was a little bit younger. And she went out to clubs with her friends, because she was... good. Cool. And I was underage, so I couldn't go. So I'd stay at her house in like this weird ass farm. And she had no cable, but she had the box set of the OC. So I watched that on repeat.
Oh, all right.
So I naturally fell in love with it because I didn't have an iPhone or anything to keep me occupied. So
you got to do what you got to do.
Yep. You damn right. I did. And I watched the fuck out of the OC.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't like it when I watched it. I understand liking that kind of trash TV though. Like, I certainly have mine that I enjoy.
Well, since I've been married, I've been watching a lot of trash TV. I don't normally watch TV, but my wife watches a whole bunch of garbage TV.
Yeah, you got me hooked into... I can't watch anymore 90 Day Fiancé. I still listen to 90 Day Gays just because they crack me up, but I cannot watch. Maybe eventually I'll start watching one of the shows they're talking about again, but like... The shows are awful. Like, the people on those TLC shows are... And they're not even that interesting. And, like, there's not been any good payoffs. The seasons I've watched just kind of, like, there's no difference in character arcs or story or anything from the very middle episodes. It just, like, stops in the middle.
They drag it on.
They drag it on, and then there's no...
It should be like eight episodes. It's like 22.
There's no payoff. There's like...
No, there isn't. At the end, it just... That was a waste of fucking 22 weeks. Yeah. No, so. I understand. But I have my curlers in. I have my gear.
Your bathrobe, your bunny slippers.
Yeah. We both watch. It's our thing, right? So
I get you, man. That's cool. You know, in the same vein, but it's not trash TV. It's quite high quality. British Bake Off finally ended. So I marathoned through that over a few sessions. I really love that show.
There's a lot of fucking baking shows. No, we started watching Nailed It because Hannah likes watching Christmas stuff.
Okay.
And I'm not familiar with Nailed It. It's on Netflix. It's like as if I were to make a cake.
Oh, okay.
And like it just falls apart. It's really good. Cool. Yeah, so they have a Christmas one. But no, there's so many goddamn baking shows. Holy shit.
Baking's good, man. Food TV's fun. That's what we did for turkey. We just used Alton Brown's brining method. And it turned out awesome.
Oh, good. So. My fucking oven broke, so there's that.
Oh, awesome. Man.
I put it on self-clean, and I'm like, this is the first time I'm doing this. And after 4 hours, I undid the... Because you got to lock it with a hatch, right?
Yeah.
And I unlocked the hatch, and I'm like, oh, fucking hey, look at that. I could eat off this thing, right? Okay, let's bake something. Let's make a fucking, I don't know, lasagna. And it's like, oh, you're, my oven from 1995, when I looked it up, was like, hey, by the way, your latch is still locked. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, it's open. And the oven's like, nah, man, bruh, your lock is still locked. And I'm like, bruh, squeak, squeak. No, it's open. Like, I can, look, my head's in it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So I looked it up online, and apparently when I put it on self-clean, because it goes, like, super, super hot, it, like, melted the latch. So the oven thinks the latch is still closed, so it won't bake anything until I unlock it, even though I can open it.
Yeah.
So I live in a rental. And my landlord was nice enough to buy a new oven for us. So he told me go buy an oven from like the Brick, or I don't know if you guys have the Brick, but that's a Canadian like warehouse store.
Okay.
And I went there and I found the cheapest oven, which looks exactly like ours, but it's not from 1995. And I ordered, like, yeah, I'll be in this week. I'm like, fucking A. You know, the first year with, I can't see my family for Christmas, so I'm going to make dinner this year. So I'm fucking stoked.
Hell yeah.
It's supposed to be in today.
Is it gas or my electric? Oven.
Yes.
Awesome. That's
so. I don't have my oven. It was supposed to be in today because they ran out of stock. Yeah, at the end of January.
Oh no! I didn't expect that.
Neither did I. And they sent me an email saying, "We apologize. We're out of stock." And I wrote back, and I pulled a Karen. I was like, "This is inappropriate." And the website said you had it in stock. If I knew it didn't have it in stock, I would have ordered. I would have went somewhere else. Okay?
Now you understand me? Ransom.
And then I sent them the email. The worst luck, I know. And then 3 days later, they responded and said, sorry for the inconvenience. And I went, oh.
Dude, in your previous life, you must have been the most brutal like store manager somewhere. You must have been just the most colossal dickhead, because I've never seen worse but hilarious luck.
So on my birthday, my wife and daughter were gonna, they bake me a cake every year, right? So they're all like prepared and shit, and they're like, you know, go downstairs, and all I hear from upstairs is, oh no, because they completely forgot that the oven wasn't working. But they knew the oven wasn't working, but they had all the ingredients and shit for the cake ready to go. It's like when the light switch doesn't work in your house. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of one of those. And she's like, we were just talking about the oven not working. It never clicked that I can't make you a cake. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. All right. Well, my cheeks hurt from smiling, so we can move on.
Yeah.
There, because we don't know if we're recording next week or not, because life is just crazy. There is one new game that we will touch on today, but as far as new releases, Kevin, before we jump into news and all of that, there's nothing. Okay, so, well, Dragon's Quest 11S Echoes of Elusive Age Definitive Edition is getting a high Metacritic score.
Ah, it's a long title, though. I'm so tired just for that title.
There's a title on PlayStation called Fogs. No, I thought it was Pogs for a second.
They should bring that shit back, man.
No, they shouldn't. They're terrible.
Yeah, they are. I tried to sell them with a lemonade stand back in the day. I had caps, right? Not pogs. Pogs is too expensive. I had caps.
Okay.
Well, caps is a dollar store version of
pogs. I probably didn't know any better. That's probably what I had.
You had like 30 Frankenstein hologram images, the same one, because you bought them like a pack.
Oh.
I wrote my initials.
Like, take them from all your friends.
I wrote my initials on the back, and people were like, I don't want this shit. Like, throw it at me. Because I didn't want it. Every time we played for keepsies, they always took my pog. So if I wrote my initials, no one wanted it.
It's like licking stuff. It's
like, yeah, they're like, I don't want this shit. Take it.
Cyberpunk 2077 comes out next week. That's probably the biggest.
Yeah. I remember Dustin was like really into that game.
Yeah, he was excited about it. He's just a big Cyberpunk fan in general.
I never played a single Cyberpunk. I have no idea what it is.
I guess I've played some. I know it more from like cinema, like Blade Runner, I guess. You know, or like.
Oh, Matrix, I know of the genre.
Yeah, I haven't played much Cyberpunk stuff in video games either.
Yeah.
My
I played Steampunk, like SteamWorld Dig and SteamWorld Dig 2 and SteamWorld Heist. Actually, it's all the same game.
You played one. I know I have. I just can't think of any off the top of my head at the moment that were Cyberpunk-y that I played. But it seems like... Oh, I don't even have a citation, so I don't even want to say it. But it just looks like it's selling really well in pre-sales. Okay, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit to what I've been playing. So I want your input. So Stadia, I tried it hardwired into my Chromecast, and it kind of worked really well. Now,
right.
I'm more curious than anything. I am not... In like a, you know what? I'm a Stadia guy. This is not.
Well, sorry. Before, keep your thought there. Every time you've spoken about the Stadia, every single time you just got it a little bit better than you did the week before.
Yeah.
You're like, this time there's no lag. So it sounds like you're more experimenting to get this shit working. And once it's working, you're going to be like, whew, controller in the back on the couch. I don't care anymore.
Okay. Correct.
That's definitely what's happening. Yes,
100%. Okay, so there's no misconceptions. You nailed it. So knowing that now I'm in experiment mode, right? I want to find out what this can do. I kind of want to buy Cyberpunk on Stadia.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, yes, no, that's what I'm saying.
PC, I'm not. Something.
Dude, my PC is barely getting this fucking podcast out. We're broadcasting at maybe 14 frames a second right now. We're like running this Nintendo 64. So my PC is not going to be any better. Okay, now you're making it even worse.
Sorry. I got to move faster, not slower.
Yeah. But what an ultimate test.
A very expensive ultimate test. You can do that with like a $1 game. That's like,
well, okay. So I thought I kind of did. Like I had a free $10 for when I use it on Hotline Miami to test.
Okay.
Hotline Miami became playable.
Even with lag input and all that? Because that's very important.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
It was playable. The controller stinks. Okay. Controller's not good enough. I wish I could play with a better controller.
Is it true they have the Konami code in the back of the Stadia controller?
I have no idea. I'll have to look. It's in my bedroom.
Yeah.
So, I will check and, I'll send you a photo.
People are like, why is this here? Just to show we like video games? Like, it's such
kind
a generic
of hanging
like,
fruit. Yeah, that is kind of like the, like...
If you put in the Abracadabra code from back Vector Man, I understand that reference.
A-B-R-A. And then I played Destiny, because Destiny 2 is free on it.
Oh, okay.
And Destiny 2, which I like, totally played pretty good.
Sorry, Hannah just walked in. Give me a high five.
What's up, Hannah? She said, what's up?
Scott says, what's up? She's in the bathroom. Sorry, Destiny 2 plays very good on Stadia.
Yeah. Like,
when you say it's free to play, what do you mean? It's like they offer free games like PlayStation does?
No, I don't. Okay, I don't know. I signed up for the Stadia before I got the Chromecast thing, the free 3 months or whatever to try it out.
Oh, okay.
And it was terrible. Gotcha. But yeah. I think that I might have unlocked it there, or maybe it's just always free. Like, you can download the Battle.net launcher from Blizzard and just play Destiny 2 campaign. Not all the DLC campaigns, but at least the first, like, original stock game.
Okay.
So I don't know if I own it in my library or if it is available just as, like, anybody can play it always. I don't know. Okay. But it played fine and it looked good.
That's good. Okay. That's your test. You don't need to do Cyberpunk.
But Destiny is an old game. Cyberpunk. Hannah, get out of here. Hannah, go get the hell out of here. Hannah, got those Sorry kids. About that. I know. okay. I know. Right. But I know it can play Destiny 2. Okay. My computer here runs Destiny 2 great. No problem. I don't know if my computer would be able to run Cyberpunk.
Okay, but can't you... I just want you to spend the money on Stadia, because you can't play it any other way, right? Like, you buy on Stadia, it's on Stadia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, that's a real fucking test. And...
It's a test that's out of your hands. It's not like there's anything you can do to make it better. Oh, unless that's the whole point. You're like, maybe if I adjust my router a little bit.
There's some of that. Okay, there is some of that. But
there are other ways to do it, not for 60.
But, okay, hold on. Yes, okay, you're correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not disagreeing.
I love hearing that. Say it again. Yeah.
This is not a rational argument necessarily that I'm making here.
Okay.
But it's just what it is.
Yeah, I bought Sonic 7 times.
Okay. To your point, you had mentioned, I know you bought it a lot, but your point, you called it. Like, I want to find out if it works or whatever. Once I hit that threshold, chuck the controller, right?
Yeah.
If I spend $65 or whatever after the taxes, it's going to be a little bit more. I'm going to see if I can really get into a Stadia experience. Like, it will force me to really.
That's going to be your story. Like, hey, did you play Cyberpunk? Yeah, man. Oh, cool. What console? Stadia. Ew. Like, that's it.
Maybe.
That's it. Like, you're going to be the Stadia guy who's played Cyberpunk.
Then they'll send me, like, golden play button. I don't know.
They're gonna be like, hey, Scott, you want to play it online? No, I can't. I bought it on Stadia. Can't communicate with you. Can I borrow it, man? No, man. It's on Stadia.
No.
Unless you take the whole controller that has a Konami code in the back.
No, it's account based. It's like linked to your Gmail account.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Look, it's clunky.
I'm just saying there are better ways. Can you get Rampage working on it? Rampage for PlayStation, that version. Can you get that running?
You can somehow get...
Golden. That's all you need.
You can get emulators going on the Chromecast somehow. I don't understand how, but I've seen it happen. Or I've heard it be said it can happen. I think that if I really spend some real cash, if I really get some investment, I'll find out if it's worth it or not.
And if you had a gun with one bullet in the chamber and spun the wheel, chances are you probably won't get shot if you aim it at yourself. But still that chance.
Yeah.
So it's Russian roulette of gaming. I mean, you're an adult.
It absolutely is. Yes, 100%.
But I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
There are better ways to do tests. There's
I think I might.
You know, Rampage. there's anything else.
I know, but like if it...
But why this game? Why do you even care about the game?
Correct. Okay, yes. Like, yes.
So that's two bad things. You're spending money on a game that you don't care on a device that may not work. Everything here is terrible.
Yes. But okay. But since I'm not looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077 all that much, I'm not. If I buy it on Stadia, I don't. I'm not going to feel like I need to go buy it on PC or whatever, or Xbox when I get one. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's like arguing with my wife. You do you. I do me. You go to your mom's. I'll go to my mom's. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. No, my wife's.
All right, fine. You stay on the couch.
No, but I
you don't want to. You don't want to support my inquisitiveness, Kevin. That's fine. I mean, I'm intrigued. Okay? My mother fucking does, so.
Well, you knew that before we met, so. But, I'm intrigued too, but I'm just saying there are other ways to do this. Like Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm sure that's $5 on Stadia. Try that. See if you get that working first.
My argument is I have. With Destiny.
Okay.
But Cyberpunk's supposed to be this like juggernaut of a game. Like, can it run the creme de la creme? Is the latest available game a good experience on Stadia? I know old games play okay. I've been able to verify that now.
See, they play okay. That's my point. And you, how much did you pay for those old games?
So far, nothing.
My point exactly.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing with your point. I told you I'm not using logic. This is just okay.
In that case, fucking buy it twice. Buy Cyberpunk 2077.
I don't want to buy it twice, Kevin. I actually probably won't buy it at all.
Well, then, the last 20 minutes has been a pointless conversation.
No, the only thing that has me tempted to buy Cyberpunk is to play it on Stadia to see if you can stream, like, a bananas game.
Okay, do it. There. I support bad decisions.
Now, do it. See, now your tone's ruined it for me. I'm not going to buy it. Whatever.
Do it, Scott.
I want to go home.
Support you.
I'm gonna call my mom. I'm going home. Well, Kevin, I think now is a good time to talk about the news.
That song has some real good bass in it. Have you heard the? It's so good. All right, we haven't done this in a while. December 2020 PS Plus games are available to download now. And I forgot to tell you, I got PlayStation Plus for $10. I think I sent you a link for that, right?
You did, and it didn't work quite the same way for me, but I still got another year for $30.
So my friend messaged me saying, get this, is unbelievable. And I'm like, is this a scam? Because it looks like a scam when I send it to people.
It does,
Yeah, and she's like, no, it's actually me. And she showed me a screenshot with her name on it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I did it, it was like $10. I'm like, hey. I didn't want PlayStation Plus, but might as well go for it. And I sent it to you and Dumbass and a bunch of people on Twitter. And I'm like, it's me. It looks like a scam. I know it's not. But everyone, I guess they fixed the glitch. So it wasn't $10. But anyways, now that I have a PlayStation Plus account, I now get some awesome, awesome free games. And those awesome, awesome free games is Just Cause 4, which I thought was free already. And Rocket Arena, which I thought was free already as well. Never heard of that. And if you're on PS5... Apparently that's a thing. Worms Rumble.
Great. That's exciting.
Yeah.
New consoles. Lots to play on the new consoles.
Yeah. Anyways, Xbox also had their gold games of gold for December 2020, which includes The Raven Remastered. Didn't they give that already? Anyways, for Xbox One is The Raven Remastered. From December 1st to 31st and December 16th to January 15th is a game called Bleed 2, which is $2 on the Switch, and I've heard nothing but rave reviews about that game. So just letting you know.
I guess I'll move this up here then. Game Pass has some new stuff coming, because I don't do the Games of Gold right now. I always forget about
it. Oh, wait. Hold on, I'm not done with the Games of Gold. Xbox 360 game is Saints Row 4? Saints Row 4? Oh, Get Out of Hell. And then a game called Stacking. Stacking.
Like cups?
I guess stacking.
You know, like the stacking cups got like real popular. You know what I'm talking about?
Just as stacking. Stacking. Sorry, Game Pass. Those games blew.
The big one is Control is coming to Game Pass.
What the hell is Cloud Control? That's available on Switch. What is that? I downloaded it. I'm like, what is this? I deleted it without actually trying it. So.
Oh. You got closer to having an answer than I ever did. I haven't even heard of it at this point.
It sounds like a cloud-based version of Control, but...
That's probably what it is. Yeah, there's like a cloud demo where you can play Control on your Switch, but it incorporates like Stadia-type technology.
Oh! Well, I've never had any interest in that game, Control, but I've heard pretty good things about it.
But Control... Oh, it's added tomorrow. December 3rd, so that's exciting. Fogs, Haven, is Haven the one that you were asking about? Or did you say Raven?
Raven.
Haven is getting added. I've heard that's a cool game. It's like a newer... Is that the one? There's like a... It's like a... Is it an exclusive? Haven game. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. Haven's coming. I think that I've heard that's supposed to be a good game. It is really informative. Sorry, people. Hmm. Actually, that's the only one that I really wanted to talk about. That Dragon Quest game that's getting nines on Metacritic or 90s or whatever that I mentioned.
Yeah.
That's coming. That's exciting. Monster Sanctuary, Unto the End, Assetto Corsa, Gang Beasts, Greedfall, Super Hot Mind Control Defense Delete, or Mind Control Delete, Yooka-Laylee, and The Impossible Lair. Hell yeah, that's coming December 10th. That's a good game until you've got to collect coins at the end to see the credits. Screw that, but otherwise, it's awesome.
Right on.
But
I still want Game Pass really badly.
You'll get it. I've been listening to the Giant Bombcast. I know it's a broken record at this point. Older episodes, and it's really fun. They're right now. I'm in December of 2011. So they're like all obsessed with Saints Row 3, which is nice. Cool. Like StarCraft 2 is a thing. They were talking about the announcement of Fortnite. So they're all joking about Fortnite and what Epic's going to be doing with Fortnite and how it's this like Minecraft-inspired thing.
These guys
have no fucking idea what is going to come of Fortnite. And I remember
I saw that you've been playing Fortnite. Have you not?
Someone's hacking in. No, I have not played Fortnite in a really long time.
Because I saw the cleat switch pop up today saying
Fortnite. Oh, that's Tony.
Rolling Start. Okay, I got it.
I bet either Tony or his kid probably have been.
Gotcha. I was like, that's an odd game for Scott to play, but I got confused by the names.
No, on Switch, just Galaxy. Still just chipping away at that. I did play a little Contra.
Ooh, on the Switch?
Which was nice. Yeah, on the collection.
Oh, the
Contra collection.
Konami Contra, yeah.
So,
that's so stupid that they do that. Like, River City Ransom is on sale for $5. I'm like, I wish this was part of the NES collection. I don't buy it. I already have it on my NES Mini. I didn't buy it, though. I didn't. Be proud of me.
I am very proud.
It was River City Gals, or whatever that one's called. I would have bought.
Oh, that's supposed to be awesome too. I guess it's here. All games are good. I guess that's just my thing tonight. Cuphead's DLC, as you have pointed out here in the news, that has been delayed again. Did you read that? No, it doesn't. I believe that they are doing it right.
I mean, it sucks. I want it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's so funny. Again, on the Bombcast, listening to them, they're joking now about The Last Guardian getting delayed. In 2011, they were making those jokes. And they're all into, like, Skyrim mods right now. Skyrim's the big thing. It's fucking
with the great. Macho Man Dragons? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They haven't gotten to that.
It's so funny.
I just remember...
Why did you swim gym? And it's all the dragons.
Yeah. Dude, Skyrim's crazy.
so good. There's so many of them.
Did you get a chance to read the note that the developers from Studio MDR, whatever they are,
No, I did.
It was a nice note from the creators of Cuphead, the brothers.
Do I read it?
No, I just was asking if you did. I don't have it linked. There's no link, so I was just more making conversation or anything. It just was like a heartfelt, we're sorry, but we want to get it right. That's all.
Yeah. Rather than compromise on our vision in response to COVID, we made the difficult decision to push back the release of the delicious last course until we are confident it will delight the Cuphead community the way we feel it should. We know many of you have been waiting to return to the Inkwell Isles, and our goal is to make the trip back there next year a truly magical one. Cuphead.
There we go.
So, I gotta play that game again. That's my first Switch game I bought. I bought a Switch for Cuphead because it was only exclusive there.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, besides PC.
No, it came out on Xbox.
Did it? Well, I'm a big old fucking stupid drooling dude. I thought
it was like a Microsoft Studios, like, funded it kind of thing. Like,
or was it? Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I might be wrong. I just thought it came out on Xbox and PC.
I like to say stuff and for attention. Anywho, Crash does a homage to Uncharted.
You say that all Canadian. Game. I'm an
homage.
I'm an homage.
How do you say it?
I'm an homage.
Homage? Homage. Maybe you're right. Homage.
Yeah. No, both are right.
Homage. Are they?
Both are correct, yeah.
Well, you flavor without a U, and we have U's.
Yeah, it's funny. He always cracks me up in the notes. Like, you'll say color, and I'm like, why has he fucking got a U in there? What a waste.
I remember when I wrote a fan mail for you and Dustin, you guys kept saying how I spelled Polzer wrong. I'm like, motherfucker, and I gave you, like, a dictionary link.
So funny.
You're like, Polzer? No, Polzer, that's how you correctly spell it, as a real person. The U's in there, damn it.
No, dude, we were 90s cool radical kids, man. It's Z's in there. All right. Dead Cells. Oh, no. Wait, no, you just on. Said Crash Homage.
So, you remember, I don't know if you know, spoiler for Uncharted 4, but at one point you get to play Crash Bandicoot for PlayStation in the game. So Nathan Drake is playing his PlayStation and you control Crash Bandicoot.
That was spoiled for me.
Yeah, it was spoiled for me too. But it was cute.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, cute, man. Naughty Dog, right? So Crash 4 now has, what the fuck's his sister's name? Coco, I want to say? Coco Bandicoot? She's playing Uncharted 4. So you see her with the control. I don't know if you actually get to play it like you did in the other one, but she's playing Uncharted 4 in the game. As a little homage, if you will, to
That's a great homage to such a wonderful franchise.
I think that was cute. I was like,
that's it. Is. It's very cute. And I like cool. Cute. I like referential stuff. I think the funniest things are inside jokes and callbacks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So.
Like when you play a game and like you break down a wall, and it says the cake is a lie. Ah! Or there's a guy. And he's like, I once got shot in the knee because I forgot how that
went. Took a ticking arrow to the knee. It was a good try. Good try. Hey, what's up, Kaiser? Good to see you, man.
I'm on fire today. I'm in flame in hell. Yeah.
Good all morning right. to you, dude. You're probably on a break. So, yeah. Very cool. I really do love that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, I do too.
Or even when it crosses over, having Stadia have the Konami cut on the back and anything like that. It's really cool. So,
yeah.
Good. Kaiser says he's feeling fine.
Right on, bud.
Dead Cells. That's what we're going to talk about.
Dead Cells Seashells by the Seashore sells over 3.5 million copies.
Seashells by the Seashore.
Because Dead Cells sells. Seashells.
It's a really good game, so I'm very happy for them.
How far? Like, this didn't hook me as much as I thought it would have. Dead Cells, that is. I found it too easy. I know. But I never found it.
Like, it was like, I'm like, it's never fine. Was able it's to finish. I never saw credits on this one.
Well, I never saw credits, but that's because I got bored. I know. Ow, bad Kevin. I know. I like did it a couple times.
I'm skeptical
times,
like, of your "it's too easy" claim.
Like I mean, I die, but it's roguelike. You're supposed to die.
Dead Cells, more like it.
Huh? With an S.
Like, well done, Kaiser.
Well, oh, Kaiser said that. Yeah. Right on.
Oh, I'm not getting credit for cool stuff like that.
Yeah, so they sold a lot. I want to buy it again on the Switch. Because maybe that's what it is. Maybe I have to play it like in the Switch in bed.
That's a platform I played on the Switch.
Yeah, I played on PS4. Like a handheld. Yeah, I played on PS4 and I was like, it's good. But I want to play Binding of Isaac. So, you know, went back to Binding of Isaac.
Oh, then maybe the Switch will be perfect because you can just, if you need a little like breather, you can do a quick little run of Dead Cells.
But I have Hades now and I haven't touched it yet. And I bought No More Heroes and Odd World. What is wrong with me?
Play Hades over all of them that we've mentioned so far. Dude, Hades is just... It's got it.
I know, but I have so
it
many
It just feels games. Good to play. It better win Game of the Year. Or what? Nothing. But I hope it does. That's the one I'm rooting for.
But yeah, so good. Congrats, Dead Cells.
Yeah, you guys are rich. Awesome. And it looks like they're... their studio broke out part, made like a subsidiary, and that team's going to be focused directly on Dead Cells, and then the original or the rest of them are going to be working on new stuff. So
I got to give it another shot. It's how I feel with Enter the Gungeon. I'm like, this is good, but I have Binding of Isaac. It's a roguelike. I'd rather do Binding than
Hades. Enter the Gungeon's
good.
If you... Okay, let me ask it this way. Do you get the same sense? Do you view Rogue Legacy and Binding of Isaac as substitutes, even though they're both roguelikes?
What do you mean substitutes?
In economic terms.
Speak to me like I'm an idiot.
Pepsi is a substitute for a Coca-Cola.
Oh, gotcha.
Or mustard could kind of be a substitute if they're out of ketchup, but some people don't call that a substitute. Some people do. So, the economic definition of it.
It's hard. Binding of Isaac is like up here to me, right? And all the other little roguelikes are like around here.
I guess
they all kind of blend in together.
I guess it's not a preference thing I'm asking. It's more like, do you see them as the same genre? Let's say Sonic is a 2D platformer or whatever.
Yeah.
But doesn't feel like it's a Mario game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so same genre but different.
Yeah, like it has roguelike, but like I would say, like, come on, Binding of Isaac, if you're in the mood to play a twin stick shooter, Rogue Legacy is not gonna scratch that itch for you. You know what I mean?
No. So they're all the same genre, I mean, roguelike.
But yeah, they had that roguelike tag, but
Enter the Gungeon is more Binding of Isaac than Rogue Legacy is to Dead Cells. Like, they're kind of, I would put them sort of on the same category. Dead Cells and Rogue Legacy, where Enter the Gungeon and Binding would be twin stick shooters, because they are.
And I feel like I get way more of I'm getting the itch scratched of Rogue Legacy with Hades than I think I would a Binding of Isaac type of run-based game. Even though they're both run-based stuff or whatever. So if you're more in the mood for like the progression feeling and stuff that you get from Rogue Legacy, if you're in that mood, I think that's a good time for you to jump on giving Hades a try. But if you're not in that kind of a mood, it's good to keep it on the back burner until you are.
I just bought Rogue Legacy again on the Switch as well. It was $5. I love that game.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it again. It's not one of those I'm not going to play.
They put out a new biome, and so they're still working on that. The Early Access Rogue Legacy 2 is not my thing. I'm very glad I supported it. I'm happy to give them money up front, but I need that game to be done. It's still a work in progress. It runs great. It plays great. It just doesn't have enough stuff yet. And it's a
bit only for still.
Huh?
Steam?
Yeah, Steam. Yeah, that's where I picked it up.
All right.
So,
but is it only for Steam?
I think so.
Okay, for now, probably come out to the other ones after. Okay.
Yeah, because it's still early access, so.
Yeah.
But they're well on their way to making another good one. But it is a lot of just that again, but I don't know. I love Rogue Legacy, so. Alright, then the last bit of news that we have is, there's a really cool, video with Sega's Miyazaki in there, and he goes through a whole, like, history of Sega consoles and stuff.
Sega!
And nice. And he does, or he shows a really cool prototype of the Nomad, which was the Game Gear looking handheld that played real cartridges.
Was it Sega Master or Genesis?
It was Genesis cartridges. Yeah, it was 16-bit.
That's impressive. Nice.
So Genesis. It's just neat. Also, I really wish that we had a Japanese friend or Japanese listeners. Because I would love to, it feels like to me the YouTube translation subtitles are awesome. I would love to know how accurate they actually are. But it's all in Japanese, so the only chance we have is the YouTube subtitles if you don't speak Japanese. But
That's cool.
It seemed to work really well.
Did a Nomad actually come out?
Yeah.
It did, right? Okay. I never had one, nor have I.
It's kind of shaped like all 90s. Like, it's got like an unstraight edge on one side. Like, it's not like a square box.
It's like, think outside the box.
It's a little radical, you know, a little.
Oh, yeah. Radical.
It's a little, what was that from? Bodacious.
What movie is that from?
Wait, say
it again. Radical. That word said that exact way.
Yeah. That sounds familiar. Radical. Can I have a line around it?
No, because I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say like a Surf Ninjas or something, or Three Ninjas,
but no, that's not it. You have one word.
Is it Turtles?
Yeah, Turtles. It's when he was doing the backstory on the Ninja Turtles, and then they began talking. Radical.
Oh, eating pizza. Fuck. I felt like I was kind of close, like... I obviously have been exposed to that. It was somewhere in there. I wish we got he said, I wish we got that in Australia. It looks like something out of Alien. I wonder what game he's talking about.
Nomad?
Binding of Isaac is more Smash TV than Fatal Labyrinth.
Yep.
Rogue Legacy is fun. I wish we had that game in Australia.
Wish you had Rogue Legacy in Australia?
I don't know which game. So it looks like
I know Smash TV was banned.
What looks like something out of Alien? What game were we just talking about?
Smash would probably look like something out of Alien.
Sega Nomad. Like Alien? Oh, the Nomad. The Sega Nomad looks like it was something in Australia. He wishes he got that system in Australia. Not a game. The system. The Nomad.
Oh well, to go on my point, Smash TV does look like Alien, like futuristic.
It does. So like the Running Man kind of.
Yeah.
I
don't want someone in the comments to be like,
I would believe that they're watching Smash TV on the station in Alien when they're killing time before dying.
Right.
It's a cool video, so I would definitely like check it out. It's neat to see the consoles and the Mega Drive or Genesis looks weird. The top of it looks almost like Alien. It looks like a Geiger kind of top to it.
It's weird. Oh, I see what he's saying. Yeah, the curviness and the...
So, but it's neat. And to see, like, an engineer talk about all that stuff, I don't know. It's cool if you're a dork about old retro games.
Same reason why I watch Modern Vintage Gamer, right? I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying, but tell me more.
Oh, man. He's been crushing it in videos recently with the...
I saw the Canadian Xbox. Wii...
The 1S, he's showing not a tutorial, but showing like that RetroArch runs on it, and people have GameCube and Dolphin running great on the 1S.
Nice, that was fast.
PS2, and there's some compatibility issues, but he's got PS2 games running on the 1S.
Is it RetroArch? I've been calling it RetroArch this whole time. Who's to say? Homage.
I thought it was an homage to... I don't know.
I've never heard it said out loud until just now. It's like when you read like a RPG and you've been saying the name wrong the whole time.
I feel like I heard Rob from Retro Game Club. I feel like he says arch.
Okay. Well, I mean, spell that way, but it could also be arc.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
100%.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's like when I was playing
Final Fantasy VII Remake. How do you say it? Do you say Retro Arc or Retro Arch?
Oh, he's gonna type it. He's gonna say Arc or Arch.
I was like, he knows phonics. He can get it the point across.
He just types in ARCH.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Told you.
It's like when I was playing FF7 Remake, and they called it what do they call the magic in Final Fantasy VII? Mayo? I forget it.
Mana?
Michael? Mako? Mana? No, Mako. Mako? Mako? Fuck, I haven't played that game in a while.
Chocobo.
Anyway, I've been reading a Mako.
He says Ark with a K sound. He says Ark.
Oh, so he says what I said. So maybe it's an American thing again, because I believe Australia also puts U's where they belong. It's you crazy. It's you crazy.
No, you leave them out. Why is it not?
You guys use Fahrenheit. You guys use metric system. You guys don't use U's.
Wait a minute. No, Fahrenheit's not the metric system. You also know, do
I'm just
hybrid.
Saying, oh. I'm just saying, like, on top of using Fahrenheit as opposed to Celsius.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. Canada is even more hybrid than that. And Britain is a little bit. They'll say, like, how tall they are in feet and whatnot.
Yeah, we say it for you. I don't care what Fahrenheit is. Yeah, I read a recipe from an American website. It's like 500 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm like, fuck's that mean?
That's what my car says. You know what? That's clean your oven temperature, man. So
my car says 40 miles per hour because of you guys, not because of me.
Hey, ours say kilometers too, if it makes you feel better.
But which one's bigger? Miles, right?
Oh, obviously. Your
kilometers are tiny.
The kilometers are just. You probably can't see them.
Can't see shit. I gotta go by your standard.
That is weird. No wonder there's so much resentment.
Yeah, Australia definitely uses U's. Think about the name itself. Australia, A-U-S. T-R-A-U. I forgot to spell Australia.
Hey, spell favorite, Kaiser. Let's settle this. All right. Yeah. Another Australian that I've been loving on YouTube is this guy, Nat's What I Reckon. This guy named Nat, and he does really good cooking shows, and he reviews, like, obnoxious stuff, like car shows, and I don't know.
I'll check him out.
He's funny, and the recipes I've tried that he's made have been great. I feel good about making fried rice now. Yeah, he does. He puts the U's.
See? It's you crazy Americans that don't use U's. That's why every time I fucking type a word on Microsoft Word, I have a little red squiggly line under it. It's like, no, it's spelled correctly, damn it. Spell with a U. No,
there's a way for you to put, like, British English or, like, Australian English. You probably don't have Canadian English because they have to also be French, too.
Yeah. Bonjour.
Okay. Well, that's going to be it for the news this week.
We have one deal. Deal.
We got free games to talk about, right?
Yep, Cave Story Plus. That is it.
Go get it. What a soundtrack awesome. In Cave Story, yeah. Man. God
Epic
damn
it. Game. It's on Epic Games, by the way. It's free.
Hell yeah. Cool. All right. Well, really free.
Sorry, Kevin, I'm burpy.
I think it's about time for you to tell me what you've been playing, man.
Crack. All right. So first off, I beat Spider-Man Miles Morales. Morales. Fantastic. I felt like an exaggerated black swing or whatever the fuck that guy said on the IGN review. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's so good. The comment section's the best.
If I'm not mistaken, the writer is a black guy. Is that right?
He is. Yeah, yeah.
But I still want to read those comments. Still, it's regardless, that's a bold thing to say on a big gaming website.
Exaggerated black swagger of a teenager, or I forgot what he said, but it was funny.
Yeah,
and all the comments are like, I'm not black enough to have swag.
Yeah, you told me that. That's good.
So good. Anyways, the game's fantastic. Shorter.
How much?
Like 25 hours.
That's plenty for me. How much was it? Was it $60 or $80 or whatever?
Yeah, it was $60. But I got it as a birthday gift. Well, my buddy bought on his PlayStation account for himself. He's like, hey, by the way, happy birthday. You have it too. Can we share the same account? I'm like, oh, that's kind of cheap, but I'll take it. But it was great. It was awesome. I loved every minute of it. I did everything I could. And I plan to go back and do the extra, like, on harder mode and the 100% it again. It was great. I fucking loved it. It's great. Photo mode is great. The cat's fucking great. Swinging great. Peter, I hate the way they changed Peter Parker's look, though. That really bothered me. I know that people were upset about that, like, legit. But it was weird, because I had, like, this Peter Parker. It's like when you watch Batman, then Batman Returns, and boom, George Clooney. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's not Bruce Wayne. Like, that's what it felt like to me.
Sure.
And I like the other one because he was supposed to be, like, older. He's supposed to be there for a while. He was Spider-Man for a while before Miles showed up. And now they look like they're the same age.
Oh.
It's like me meeting my dad, and he's my age. I'm like, it's weird.
Yeah, Back to the Future. Older.
Yeah. But it's great. I don't have to tell you it's great, but I will. And it's a little shorter. sure. I didn't want to be done.
Sounds awesome.
And I was like, but the costumes are so fucking cool. And I had so much fun with photo mode. Fucking love photo mode.
That seems dumb. I can't believe how photo mode is such a...
It's so fun.
There's Especially a lot... It's not just cool you photos. In the Twitter feed that I see. There's a lot of shared photos from that game.
Hey, that is not my fault. They removed Facebook from the PlayStation share file. I used to submit those photos.
I don't mind. No, I'm not talking bad about it. I'm saying you're not the only one. Like, it's a good. I don't find it fun to do photo mode, but I think it's cool it exists and that people love it because you get cool photos.
Like, I'll spend maybe like 20 minutes on like a pose and a photo and getting lighting right, and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, and I do like a hide the GUI, and I'm like, fuck yeah, look at that, and I press share screen, and then I'm done. I'm like, that was fucking cool. Oh, look, he's on top of a really high building. I'm gonna do a selfie. Fuck yeah, look at the lighting. Fuck yeah, sharp. Ooh, vignettes. Fuck yeah, like, it's so cool. It's because Spider-Man looks good. Like, I wouldn't do it with like Tomb Raider. I mean, it would.
I was gonna say, but that's not getting that.
But Spider-Man like has the cool costume and the cool poses, and then he has like one where he's like falling off a building and he presses the right buttons. He like goes on his phone for like a split second, like he's like lying back on his phone as he's falling. It's cool. I'm like, fuck yeah! And like you can. This is what I wish they did in the other Spider-Man game. You can change the costume within photo mode. So like, if you're falling in the regular Spider-Man costume, you can see how it looks in other costumes, where the other game didn't have that option. I had to like keep falling and switch costumes and then go to photo mode. And now I'm like, fuck yeah, look at that.
How much did it cost to have that feature put into the game? You know, like, just labor hours of getting that fucking working.
Fuck yeah. They're doing that for Cyberpunk, too. I just saw that on Twitter, that there's a photo mode for it.
Oh, there's gonna be photo modes always, forever. Yeah, of course. Fucking World of Warcraft. Aren't they the ones that came out with it first? Maybe not. They probably aped it from somebody.
But Death Stranding also has it. It's not that good. You can change his face.
Great. I mean,
there's nothing around you. What are you looking at?
Monster burpees. Cans. So.
I beat it.
Cool.
I loved it. I also beat Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master on the 3DS.
That's impressive.
It was. It took a long time, mostly because I had lost interest about halfway through. And the game is very repetitive because it's a Shinobi game. And the boss was a pain in the ass. I had to look up online how to beat him. And that didn't help me. It's like, you know what you're doing right now? Keep doing it. And I'm like, all right, cool. High five. Because I'm like, there's no strategy. Like, don't get hit. There's no, like, secret, right? It's not like there's a weak point. It's like, it's one of those fucking ninja games. Like, seven appear. One of them's a real one. And the game's like, yep, there's no clue as to which one's real. Just don't get hit and try to hit the real one. I'm like, fuck yeah. So I beat it. And then, you know, the credits show up. And then I looked online. I like watching and reading people's reviews on the game after I've beaten it. They're like, what did you think of it?
Yeah.
And one guy's like, if you instantly press block, I'm like, oh.
What?
Oh, excuse me? Block? There's a block fucking button? There is. I went back and pressed the button he said, and there's a block button. Would have made the last boss a lot better if I knew that.
Did you ever hear of a YouTuber named Mitten Squad?
I have not.
He's got a lot of, like, a million subscribers. He goes through and he does these ridiculous challenges, like, can you beat this hard game without getting touched, or can you beat this game without...
I was going to do that weapon on my Paranerd site. It was called Paranerd Challenge. We sucked at it. It wasn't entertaining at all.
He's,
but still.
He is great at it, and he's very entertaining. Oh, yeah? He's very funny. Like, a bit, can you beat Ratchet and Clank with just the wrench or whatever like that? Or can you beat Super Mario 3D can you beat Super Mario 3D without jumping?
That was one of our challenges. It's on there on the Paranerd's YouTube channel, which I'm not sure if it still exists, but it's there.
Well, so if you want to DMCA this man, I don't know what to tell
you. What's his name? Mitten's mom?
Mitten Squad. He's awesome.
There's more than one. Forget it.
He's awesome.
Because of squad. But yeah, the Shinobi game also gets fucking weird. It starts off as a ninja game and it ends as a Splatterhouse game.
Okay.
Fucking weird. Yeah. It's like a giant, bloody, pulsating monster that you're fighting.
Awesome.
And I'm like, where the fuck did you come from? I also got, like I mentioned earlier, Resident Evil 3 Remake. I'll be right back. I'm just going to go play it. Bro, I just finished fucking Resident Evil 3 Remake, man.
Oh, man. I heard.
The game's a little short.
It's a little short.
It's a little short. Now, Resident Evil 3 is my favorite Resident Evil title. I have the weird thing where I like the oddballs. Like, I like Final Fantasy VIII is my favorite, and Resident Evil 3. But, again, it was my first Resident Evil, so that's where I fell in love with Nemesis. And it's good. It's very good. It's a little short, even for my standards. I was like, people were mad at The Order for like the 6-hour campaign. And this game is 6 hours. And I've only been playing like on my lunch break. Like, I feel like Resident Evil 2, there's a replayability because you play as Leon and what's-her-face, Claire.
Okay.
And this one, there is no second playthrough. It's just Jill, and every once in a while, Carlos goes hola. And I don't speak Spanish. That's racist. I apologize. So I'm like,
no, it's not. Anyways, what if he speaks Spanish?
He probably does. But yeah, like I remember like in the Resident Evil 3 game, like the police station was a big part of it, and I spent a lot of time, but I was also very dumb. But I played it recently and I still felt like it was very long. Anyways, the remake, I was like, boom, police station, boom, you're outside, boom, there's Nemesis, boom, game over. Meaning you beat it.
You're selling me on it. I've never played a Resident Evil game. It sounds like maybe I can fucking play one.
And it's not scary, but I have posted some videos on Twitter where you can see I legitimately got scared, where I'm like looking at someone in front of me and I got bit from the side. And I'm like, ah, you can see me like freak out on the game. Those are fun. But I never found the zombies, like zombie games, scary. But I mean, I was playing with headphones in and like it never bothered me. But it just felt like so. It did feel like it felt short. A little short. Like, I'm not. I guess it's not a bad thing, because I'm like, oh, cool. One and done, right? But I mean, I do plan to go back to it eventually, like I say with every other game I beat. So come on, get the fuck out of here, right? But I remember like Nemesis. You know how Nemesis looks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only like that Nemesis for like an hour, and then he's like the giant mutated version. But I loved it. I fucking loved the game. Like, I had no problem exploring everything. I loved the inventory. I liked the. I mean, the story was what you would expect. It is weird when the game starts off like there's a pandemic happening. You're like, oh gosh, like,
yeah,
right. but I loved it. I'm glad I played it. There is another, because it was a bundle, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? And it came with something called Resident Evil Resistance. I don't know. It was like a multiplayer game. I was like, oh, delete. I don't. What are you doing? I'm not gonna play. Unless you're Outbreak, I don't want to touch you. So yeah, that was good. I also started playing Paper Mario Origami King, and I don't know how far I am in it. I was like very on the edge, like should I not? I didn't like the last three. I didn't like Sticker Star. I didn't like Color World. I didn't like
whatever.
Flash Mountain. I fucking love this one.
Okay.
This one's so good. The battle system's good. The characters, the writing, I have to play on my TV because it's so beautiful. And one of the levels has that song from Super Mario Bros. 3, I come. You know that song? Have you ever heard that on YouTube?
It says, I come.
Yeah, and I come on your face, and then I come on your bed, and then I come on my neck, and then I'm done. Oh, check it out. It's really fucking funny. And then I come on the seat, come on your car, come on. Then I show up at your home. It's really funny. Anyway, every time I hear that song, I think that version. But they remix that song on one of the levels. So naturally, I was like, na 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 na, I come on your seat. Kaiser had to have heard of that. Kaiser, if you're still listening,
wow. You
know what I'm talking about. Does he?
No, he does. I just think that you're offending him.
Oh, probably.
Listen to that anyways, trash. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, it's great. There was a part I got a little bit emotional. I was like, watery eyes. What the fuck's going on?
Really? Okay.
Because it was so sweet. It involves a bomb. And I don't know if you know this, but bombs don't live that long because
they blow up.
They're bombs.
Yeah.
But they're your buddy in the game. So, I mean, you put, you know, bomb
and best friend
together, what's going to happen? And I was actually like, that's fucking sad. Like, Mario had his hat down because nothing happened, because I'm not spoiling anything. But even he was like a little bummed out. But it's great. It's so awesome. I recommend getting Paper Mario if anyone's been on the edge of it. I heard people say the battle system was like repetitive. It is. It's RPG. But it's cool because you got to like change like the direction. They added something to make it more interesting.
Okay.
Is there a reason to go in battles? Fuck no. You can avoid them if you want to because there's no leveling system like in other RPGs. But that's great. I can't wait. Like, I played maybe like 15 hours and I'm still like really into it.
Okay.
And it's fun. That's all I gotta say about that. Do I have one more? I do have one more, right?
I thought so.
Oh, about 7 months ago, I bought the game Postal Redux.
Yeah. Did you play it?
Then we went on break, so I forgot to talk about it. Yeah, I played it. It's Hatred. The first Postal game is Hatred. I didn't know that. I thought it was always a first-person game.
I also didn't know that.
So I saw Postal, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to buy it on the Switch. And then I saw the graphics. I'm like, is this Hatred? Can you hear my knee when I do this? You can, right? Okay, I'm going to stop that. I had to roll up my pants because I'm hot. I've been drinking. Anyway, so... So anyways, I looked at the graphics and I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know Postal was like a first person or a top view kind of game. It looks like Hatred. So I bought it because it's on sale for pre-order. That's how long ago I bought it, because we were on hiatus for 2 months. So I bought it for $8. For
context, he's mad that I wasted a lot of his time. We had to scrap a lot of shit.
I was like, I can't wait to talk about this game next week. 2 months later, the game's like retro now. Anyways, it's cool. It's really dark and really gritty. Who would have thunk? But the loading screens in between makes me feel very uncomfortable. They have like a face like this, and like all distorted, and like teeth crawling out. And it has like a Bible passage. Maybe, I don't know. I don't read the Bible, and it's just eerie. But the game is Hatred, and there's a different filters you can use because it's a remake of the original or remaster, whatever the fuck you want to call it, where you can make the game look like the way it did in the old time, all pixelated, or you can make it as it says, quote unquote, the other game. It looks like Hatred. There's a filter for Hatred on the Postal game.
That's cool.
It's rad. It's super rad, and it's not like fun. I mean, it's a Postal game, but I mean, I'm not like, woo, I can't wait till the next chapter. I haven't played it in 2 months because I had 20 other games come in, but you know, but get it. $10. And those are all the games I played thus far.
Good deal. I have, I already talked about Stadia, so,
again with the Stadia. Oh, yeah.
I've been playing some more Halo 4. I'm just chipping away at it. The thing I wanted to mention, though, which is shocking to me, is that, it runs at 4K, 60 frames a second on my, like, low-end PC. For the PC dorks out there, it has a an AMD RX 580 8GB card in there, and I think an AMD Phenom 2 or something like that. It's like a 6-core AMD, no hyper-threading. It's probably 6-7 years old. So anyways, that's crazy that it runs that well. That it really looks and plays great. Halo 4 feels like way more like a modern shooter. It just feels tighter. It doesn't feel as much like Halo. It's got more like oomph behind the weapons. Maybe like more Call of Duty style.
I'm going to say this every time I say this. I mean, every time you bring up Halo, I'm going to say this again. Never played a Halo game.
It's Resident Evil. Now you know how I feel when you're like Resident Evil 3, and you're like, man. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's move on. Let's get to my stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you got a flood. I got it. Halo.
No, it's, you know what? It's Halo 4. I'm looking forward to playing it and finishing it. I'm not loving it. Like, I really did like 5 a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't like 4 as much. 4 is the first 343 game, I believe. So it's the first one after Bungie was doing it. Kaiser says, I knew it. He's drunk. Good thing he's a happy drunk.
I'm buzzed. It's been 2 weeks since I had a drink. This is my first drink.
That's a good lager. Good to see you, Kaz. Kaz is back this week. He says, Halo 4, which system are you playing on? I'm playing on PC right now for the... it just updated to the Master Chief Collection a couple weeks ago. Did you replay the first Halo 3 games before starting 4? I did.
Oh, Scott.
Huh?
Out of order.
Kaz, this is going to trip you up. In my life, I played through the first Halo, Then the next one I finished was Reach, and then I started and didn't play 4, and then eventually played through the campaign of 2, 3, and ODST, and 5 was mixed in there somewhere. Out of order.
Disgust me. Feels so dirty.
And then now I'm only trying to knock off the completion. Like on the Master Chief Collection, 10 out of 10 campaign chapters done. You know, 12 out of 12, 14 out of 14 or whatever. So, and Kaz says, never played a Halo game, Kevin? Did you ever own an Xbox?
I did.
Yeah, he was a 360 guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so technically the first Halo game was Halo Anniversary in 2011. Oh, yeah, is that that CE one? Yeah.
That's the remake one, right?
That's the one that I did actually play on Chief Collection. Good call. Good, actually, on that one. And Kaiser and Kaz asking each other, how's it going? Still doing the Cat Cast? So Kaz is from, he's OG if he knows about the Cat Cast. And then he remembered me playing Contra, so that's rad. Oh man, Kevin was a 360 guy and didn't play Halo 3. Finger of shame.
I know.
But if you're a Master Chief Collection person, the PC one seems like a great port. Now, the thing that really stinks is I was happy about getting all of the chapters to say completed or whatever. They added a whole new playlist of 45 like random things. I'm like,
ah, geez, I ruined the whole thing.
It's not going to be all completed now. I'm not a completionist, so I'll let it go. But it irked me a smidge.
You could do that, eh? Not me. I'm like, I'm going to go back to this game one day.
Well, if I do someday, then that's what I'll do. Like, if I'm in a Halo mood, I'll play those.
Yeah.
So, or maybe Infinite will be out, and I'll play that on my Xbox One X that I'll get.
I don't know how you can play out of order. Anytime I go, I'm going to play a series, I always got to start from one. You know how much it sucks to play Metal Gear Solid? Because I got to play the MSX ones. I hate the MSX ones.
I do, so I don't do it. Like, you just have to let that go. You just have to live.
If I'm going to play Silent Hill Homecoming, I got to play Silent Hill 1.
You have to live a freer life than that. You can't be shackled.
I got to remember what they're referencing. Hey, you remember fucking Cheryl? Who's that? I don't know. Be anybody. Oh, cat.
Kaiser says he is doing podcasts again in January, though. So make sure to let us know, Kaiser. I'd like to promote that.
Yes.
Also, I
also need more podcasts to listen to.
So, hell yeah. But yeah, when that's up, let us know. No link yet, but I'll be on my channel. Awesome. So keep an eye out for Kaiser stuff. Kaiser Cade. Just a good dude. And then the big news, Kevin. Something magical happened for me.
I'm listening.
Sometimes you give up hope, but every now and again, you'll just check just because you haven't truly accepted the fate of the bad thing that had happened to you. And I lost 2 or 3 hours of progress in Ori and the Wall of the Wisps because I was being a dummy and I was bouncing between 2 crappy PCs and an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One S. Yeah. To see which one looked better. And I ran into a cloud syncing issue. And the best save I had lived on the one spot I didn't want to play that game. So I didn't want to replay it. I lost all my progress in the first Ori. And I was like, not again. I can't do this again, man. While I was tinkering around with my computer, getting Halo working and all that fun stuff, I noticed that on a whim, just hit check updates in the Microsoft store. And there was a 10 gigabyte update for Ori and the Will of the Wisps. And I said,
what could it be?
What could this be? What'd they add? So I looked and there was, dude, all my saves came back. They came unstuck. What had happened was I don't know exactly, but essentially I had on my 360 maybe deleted a save, hoping to draw down the newest one. And it saved my blanks as the newest one and then resunk that on the PC I was playing on. So it showed as 0 for everything. And then one system that wouldn't sync to the others was like 2 or 3 hours behind. So it was just mid-sync? Like, huh? And then that would never resync. So it was like my one computer that I'm broadcasting on now was off on an island, and as far as Microsoft clouds were concerned, my console and the other PC didn't exist. Well, finally, when I opened up Ori, it took a while to sync. And I was like, wait a minute, that's what Forza would do. That's what Gears did. And it all came back. And it took me a while to figure out exactly how to play again.
And where you were and what the next steps were.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, they changed so many mechanics from the first Ori that it was like, what the hell? Like,
not coming on the Switch, right? Not yet.
I think it actually is on the Switch. I think both of them are.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right.
So.
No, Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. Ben's here. Ben Martin, what is up? How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Ooh, we got a party
out there in New York. Yep. Ori, it turns out, is still a fucking amazing game. The way that Ori and the Blind Forest was, Ori and the Will of the Wisps is awesome. It's, if I'm being honest, it does a little bit from a story perspective what they did for Home Alone 2. It's the same story, slightly different, but
with Tim Curry. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. They also got my hopes up. There was like they were going to add a different mechanic that was there for a split second and then used as a plot point to get you to your motivation.
I gotta point this out. You said Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
My keep your train of thought, please. Don't forget it.
Okay.
Every time my wife, and this is even before Christmas and just in general in our lives, every time she asks for my credit card, do you know what I say to her? Credit card? You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
Does he say, like, in that talk, boy?
This is Peter McAllister.
Yeah.
The father.
Yeah, I had a talk boy when I was a kid.
I had a Talkboy watch. I'm telling you, I gotta find that tape. Oh, we talked about this. The VHS tape. I'm like, get over here. I gotta find that fucking tape and just record the audio, or just let you watch it. It's really annoying. But yeah, every single time my wife's like, "Hey, babe, can you pass me your credit card?" Credit card? You got it. Never fails. She gets so upset. Great.
I need to borrow that for one. Just incorporate that in my life. I lost my train of thought. Who cares?
What? You're talking about Ori and the mechanics.
Oh, Ori's just awesome. Oh, I was trying to make more references to what you were talking about.
Sorry.
As far as Ori, yeah, it's awesome. The music's beautiful. The visuals are beautiful. It's not copy and paste mechanically, though. Like, they did change enough. There's good fast travel stuff. I got stuck a couple times, though. There were two things I never would have figured out that I had to look up online. And they were hard to see. It was like, oh, I had to hit that? It looked like it was in the background. I just never would have known that was what the target was. So,
sorry, your metaphor of Home Alone 2 of gaming, that's fucking brilliant. Because I'm thinking, like, Dead Rising 2 was basically Dead Rising 1. And then Dead Rising 3, they pulled a Home Alone 3 and changed the fucking character. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Man, it's all Home Alone, man.
Like, Ori and the Blind Forest, the second one, is the same game, but, like, a bigger environment and, like, more people and traps.
And right? A little different, yeah. Was. Yeah, Toy Store and all, yeah.
Cliff?
Deep
banger up. Sorry, I just love that movie. God, that movie's good.
So, Kaiser also is laughing about the cameo from Trump in Home Alone 2. That always gets a nice little... Everyone always remembers that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sucks. I fast forward it. It's like 4 seconds. I'm like, what? Fuck.
Scott was bashing Snowgirls last episode. Thoughts? Oh, Showgirls, not Snowgirls.
Snowgirls, the Canadian edition of Showgirls.
Yeah. Showgirls. Oh,
they were more clones.
Is Kaiser a big Showgirls fan? I was. It was disappointing. But you remember how, like, there was nothing to watch? We didn't have YouTube. Like, you watched a lot of stuff that you didn't really like because there was 8 things on.
Anything with a cartoon, I watched it. I hated the raccoons. Fucking hated that show. I hated Rupert. I watched that shit. Pippi Longstocking? What the fuck are we talking about?
I love that stupid movie, Pippi Longstocking.
No, the cartoon. The cartoon.
I didn't watch the cartoon.
Ah, see. I was a virgin for a long time, and I watched the cartoon.
I had to watch it at some point. Yeah, Kaiser likes it because it's so bad, it's good.
Wait, like what? Which one?
Showgirls. Yeah, between the rape scene and when the one guy, like, tastes the menstrual blood of the girl, I was like, I'm out.
It was a rape scene.
It turned my stomach, man. It did not get the willy going as I expected when I was 12. So, it was going to be like, you know, you expect it to be like scrambled HBO porn, but just like awesome. And it wasn't.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the trailer. Seriously, someone find a copy of Lord of the Illusions movie and watch that trailer.
The trailer? It's so good.
All right. Fucking hey, it's good.
Okay.
It's uncensored. I'm like, yeah, you are.
But if you ran into a syncing issue, I'm sure it was actually my cloud sync was probably an issue on Microsoft's side versus Ori, but it doesn't matter. It's finally fixed and it's back, and I would recommend going to play Ori in the Blind Forest. So that's it for what we've been playing. I remember to turn off the music. And Kevin, I think that we're time for comments, and then that's going to be the show.
Oh my God. Oh
my goodness. All right. So Dumbass writes in, the video title. Oh, because we didn't edit it. I got to remember to put this to.
Oh. I'm listening to Dumbass's comments. I'm very intrigued.
Comments. All right, hold on. He goes, the Leetsters all want to know my Hades status on Switch. 110 hours in, beat with every weapon, and saw full proper end credits. No spoilers how to do that. That's awesome.
So Hades does have an ending?
Hades, yeah.
Okay.
And multiple, I think, that are yeah.
See, the problem with Binding of Isaac is that there is an ending, but there's like 8 characters to play from that you got to get the ending for all of them.
Oh, okay.
So I have beaten Binding of Isaac, technically, but I didn't 100% it 3 times, which is my goal.
In those terms, this might be endless then. I don't know. I did PS4 streaming to my PC in my house, all wired connections, and it's unplayable. Huge lag. It would work for turn-based games or Minecraft, but crap for everything else. I even tried with a lower res of 30 FPS and still no good. So many people were upset by the non-binary video in the
Call of Duty?
The Justice types that think that Jesus hates gays and transgender. What were we talking about that would have came up?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty? Oh, because the Bible says so?
Wait, before you go on, my PS4 has an option to play PS5 to remote to your PS5, I guess? It's like an auto thing that showed up on my screen.
Or it could have been maybe the download both.
No, I clicked on it and said, looking for PS5, and I'm keep looking, and I made a funny joke, and everyone laughed, and everyone gave me high fives and hugs. But I guess you can remote your PS5 for some reason to play on your PS4?
Now, I don't know. Speaking of Showgirls, Dumbass says, all 3 girls on the Saved by the Bell were smoking hot, but factually, Elizabeth Berkley was the hottest over Tiffany, Amber, Thiessen, that most people say. Fact. That's interesting. My crush order was Tiffany Amber Thiessen was my number one, and Lark Voorhees, Lisa Turtle was my second favorite, and then Elizabeth Berkley was my third choice.
Yeah, Elizabeth was my least favorite.
Who was Lisa?
No, Elizabeth Berkley. She was my
Jesse. Yeah,
she's very like,
too much, too much like a student council president. I don't know,
she would hurt me. She's like slam a locker and like say, give me your lunch money. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I just
everyone else is gentle, like a baby.
Yeah, I just thought the other. Maybe it's just that I just thought they had such cute faces, you know, when you're that age too. So, be curious with the chat. What do you guys think? Out of those,
have you ever watched Screech's sex tape?
Screech was the best girl, according to Kaiser. Yes, when he had Didn't he have to dress up as mom or something?
The locker room.
He was a baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
There's a remake of Saved by the Bell. Did you know that?
Huh. Is there?
Like a new show. Yeah.
Oh, but not the... It's got some original cast, but it's new actors and stuff. That was like a reboot?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Postal 3 is the Home Alone 4 of the series, Kaiser says. Kazlabs, are you guys going to see Tenet that when it comes out? I have not seen Tenet. I'm assuming Kevin hasn't gone to the theater. It's that Nolan movie. He said it comes to home media soon. So I will watch that. Mario Lopez, oddly the most pretty one on the show. Mario Lopez.
Yeah, those little dimples are cheeks, man.
Yeah.
That's why we call it AC Slatering a toilet. Have you never AC Slatered a toilet? I don't recommend it, but you can. It's weird.
Oh, man, you're talking about Saved by the Smell? Dustin Diamond giving somebody a dirty Sanchez in that. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
And he like points the camera at himself. He's like, I'm fucking
Ben genius, Martin's man. And the Tiffany Thiessen camp. Kaiser Cade, you're right. So. Yeah, and then one last thing from Demez. No, three things from Demez. It says, I got one more non-spoiler for Scott with Hades. If you beat the final boss that is not seeing the credits, you must do more. So that's cool.
I did that, so it was pointless.
There actually is a very there's a very good reason why someone would play Call of Duty PS4 version on a PS5, even though PS5 should something default to this. It should ask you which version. PS4 has zero SSD space, literally, but PS4 games are allowed to run. Oh, have you heard that? So, you can use a second hard drive on a PS5, but PS5 games have to be on the PS5 fast SSD, not an external one yet.
Oh, I assumed, yeah.
So, but if you take Call of Duty 4 for the PS4 version, you can put it on, you can run it off an external drive. So if space is a premium on the main one, it might be a good reason for you to put it on the other one.
You know what else I can do with it? I can just play it on the PS4 and save all the space in the PS5.
That's a terrible solution.
Hey, it's a terrible idea.
I mean, it's an actual... It is a solution. It's assuming that you're not keeping them both hooked up.
But why would you want to play the... Never mind. Hey, would you want to play last year's version on your newest console? Or would you want to play the newest version on your newest console?
Last year? Dude, you know me.
Newest.
I'm going to play...
No, they said you want to play a game from 12 years ago on your newest console. I'm going to be, fuck yeah, you better let me.
Okay.
But last generation? Fuck that. I don't care.
Okay, now it's all. It makes sense. Okay. So that's going to be it for the show. Oh, and then Dustin was just saying, or he was also, actually lastly saying that he didn't think Dustin got ripped off. Just was warned.
Oh, I think Dustin commented. I'm like,
oh, no.
What does he think of me? What does he think of me?
Maybe someday. He'll listen.
I want to know what he wants.
Maybe he'll come back someday. That would be awesome.
Well, no, I don't want to be replaced again.
Not replaced. We used to have a 4-person show.
No, I'm joking. I love Dustin.
Kaz says, Saved by the Bell reboot just came out last week. Most of the original cast just has cameo roles, except for Dustin Diamond, who couldn't show up after
his Dirty book Sanchez
was published. Good hanging with you guys for a minute. Thanks, Ben. Good to see you. And Kaiser, Kaz, thanks for hanging out. I think that's going to be it for I think that's going to be it for the show this week. If you have any questions or comments, you can write us an email. It's classicelite@gmail.com. ClassicL337 is also our handle on all the social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, all that kind of stuff. And then thank you very much to Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for intro and outro stuff. We do have Amazon affiliate links if you'd like to support the show financially and help us pay for our domain costs. That would be awesome. All that stuff is in the description. So, that's going to be it for episode 331, and hopefully we'll be back for episode 332 next week.
Talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you got me.
Bye.